The United Nations has started to deliver humanitarian aid to Syria by air from northern Iraq. Nathan Morley has the details.
After weather delays, a cargo plane carrying food took off on Sunday from the city of Erbil in Iraqi Kurdistan for a one-hour flight into northeastern Syria. The UN World Food Programme says food being sent during the next 12 days should be enough to feed more than 6,000 Syrian families for the rest of December. The aid flights will also carry blankets, medicine and clothing. The aircraft was delayed from last week because of winter storms which have been sweeping this region. The governments of Syria and Iraq have approved the flights. Syria's civil war has displaced hundreds of thousands of people. In a separate development, the decline in education for Syrian children has been the sharpest and most rapid in the history of the region. That's according to a new paper published by the UN. UNICEF spokesperson in Geneva is Marixi Mercado.
Today, over half of Syrian children are no longer in school. Outside the country, just one in three refugee children is enrolled. In Lebanon, which is host to the largest number of Syrian refugees, just 20% or fewer are enrolled in school. And the numbers of Syrian school children seeking refuge abroad are expected to get higher.
Marixi Mercado says that projections for 2014 see a doubling of the number of school-age Syrian children in Lebanon to 700,000. The paper was put together by UNICEF, Save the Children, World Vision, and the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.